veritable shrine for the devout. The costermonger, the clerk in the shipping office, the constable, Holmes's friends in the criminal class, all stood shoulder to shoulder outside in silence, mourning his passing. My eyes misted when I saw how much love my strange and solitary friend had commanded from the citizenry of the city. Of course, he himself would have dismissed such speculation contemptuously, for in his rational mind, love of any kind had no place, except as a lens into the behavior of the human mind, a tool he frequently used in his investigations. Thereafter, a number of unscrupulous individuals attempted to profit from such sentiments by reporting the alleged spotting of Holmes in many places. He was in Bombay, trading in Indian antiquities, said one dispatch. A confirmed sighting in Durban swore an army colonel. In Santiago as a respected violinist, calmly asserted a returning ship's captain. An innkeeper in Vasa, Finland, said the excited wife of the second secretary of our embassy in that country. I, however, reconciled to his death, and went back quietly to my country home with my wife. I swore to keep his memory alive, and began the onerous task of collecting and organizing his papers, personal effects, and correspondence. I was keenly aware of how history would view and idolize the memory of this great man, and was not unaware that my association with him would be remarked upon favorably. Holmes's brother, Mycroft, most generously handed over whatever he had of his brother's effects, including his brother's Stradivarius violin, saying, "The bonds of blood do not always take precedence over the bonds of loyal friendship, Watson." I was deeply touched. The letter from Japan, a little over 2 years after the affair at Reichenbach Falls, came as a complete surprise. The handwriting was vaguely familiar. I dismissed the surge in my heart and speculated on the contents inside the yellow envelope with the unfamiliar stamps and markings. I saw that it had taken more than 3 months for the letter to reach me from the city of Yokohama. I opened the envelope and was mystified to see a single first-class ticket for carriage from Liverpool to Yokohama on the merchant ship North Star for the 13th of June. I glanced at my calendar